is Milk Customer Service giving you a call back. How may I assist you?
Yes. I just received a three-year order for a refund of my money. However, I received it a couple of days ago, but I checked with my account. You did not refund it to my account except just a small one. So can you go with me to return that money for me, please?
Your zip code would be?
Zip code is 92703.
Morning.
92703 in Santa Ana, California. My name is Dai Nguyen. And
yes, your first and last name would be?
My first name is Sai, spelled S, like Sam, Y, like yellow. Last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N.
Okay, what's the last four digits of the card that the purchase came off of?
The last one, let me see here. After I found out that there's something weird, actually got into my credit card, so I canceled that credit card. However, I still have an old number back here. Okay, so the number is, the last phone number is 3138.
3138?
Yeah, this card is no longer good, but you can refund back to my account, checking account on this.
Yes, sir. I'm not finding your information within our system. You may have to contact your bank to have them dispute the transaction.
I already done that. I already done that about a week ago, and that's why you get you get a refund back to me. But I only received one. The other thing.
Okay, so there's no refund that we can get back to you, sir, due to the fact that we don't have an account up with your information. So contact your bank to see if they have a different phone number for you.
Well, I already done that, and you already notified me that you refund the money. However,
the money I received only through the email, but not the actual money that put it back to my account. And I have an order number as well. Can you help me on that?
What's your order number?
Good. That's a good thing I want you to get into it. The first order number that has been refunded for $32.48, that number is 25 87 30 495, and that was dated on January 9 that you sent me an email.
Alrighty, yes sir, I do see your name. You said Simon Nguyen?
Yes, Simon Nguyen.
Alrighty,
yeah.
Billing address for security purposes, please.
The building address is 5413 West 1st Street, Santa Ana, California, 92703. That's one of the three order that you gave me, so I need two more to go.
All righty. I do appreciate you for that information. So,
there's another two orders that I received from you, but I did not see the money coming into my account yet.
So, yes, sir, the account was just canceled. Well, not canceled, but it does show that you disputed the transaction?
Yes, I did that with my bank, and that's why they interfere with you in order for me to get a result today. So
sir. So, reviewing the account, there was a purchase that was made for the Wi-Fi booster for the shipping and handling charge of $670, the booster, you was to cancel the account within the 24 to 48-hour time frame. If it wasn't canceled, then a $125 gift card would be emailed to you to order more gadgets. I'm seeing that there was a dispute made with your bank, and let's see. Give me one brief moment. Give me one brief moment. Mm-hmm. one moment. Still getting more information. One brief moment.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I'm willing to wait for it.
No problem. Alrighty, so yes, sir. If you got an email, you know, letting you know something about a refund, it could be possible that your bank had disputed the transaction. They seen that it was a non-fraudulent transaction, so they're taking the fundings back. So there will be no refund at this time.
My bank account has been charged $106.65. However, I only just refund from you is only $17 and 49 cents. Where the rest of money? Because I received three notice email saying that you refund, but I only get a refund $17, and the rest is not yet come in, even though
yes,
it was 3 days ago.
The rest of it is not going to come in, sir, because your bank seen as if it was not a fraudulent transaction.
Your bank, my bank is saying what?
It's not a fraudulent transaction.
Well, because it's fraudulent, because I never order, I don't know what is that about, and I don't know why you charge me that money, even though I don't know what is that about, and I never see anything.
It was
is that fraudulent or not?
It was for a Wi-Fi booster that was purchased back in December.
No, I did not buy anything.
So you didn't get a Wi-Fi booster, sir, because we do have federal tracking information that it was sent to your address.
What's the name of that?
It's a Wi-Fi booster.
Wi-Fi booster? I did not receive anything like that. No.
Well, just to let you know, sir, the account is canceled and the charges will not be reversed.
How come I had to buy two of them? I never buy anything like that last December, no.
No, you didn't buy two of them. The $49.97 charge is pertaining to the $125 gift card that we sent to your email.
Why I had to buy two units?
There was no two unit that was purchased, sir. We sent you a gift card for the amount of $125 so you can order more products. That's what the $49.97 is for.
Well, can you send me a receipt or something like that so I can follow with that? Because I never see something like this.
The email for the gift card? I can provide you the email.
Well, I want to see a receipt. What is that about?
The email would be a receipt,
somebody
sir.
Stolen my card. Yeah.
No, sir. No one stolen any of the information. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure about that, sir. However, your bank has already situated this information, sir.
Well, what's the name of that electronic device? What's the name of that?
Wi-Fi booster. There's no name. It's just called Wi-Fi booster.
Oh, Wi-Fi booster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did I order on what date?
The Wi-Fi booster was ordered on December 5th.
December 5th. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let me see. Let me check my bank account.
It was for the shipping and handling charge of $6.70.
Okay, well, hold a minute. Let me see. Okay, December 5th. All right. What about November? I'm sorry. What about January's 11th of year 2022? What is that about?
I'm not sure what that charge is about, sir. That's not
okay,
our
that,
charge.
That that charged me $49.95, 97 cents.
Okay, well, that's our charge. That's because that was a $125 voucher that was sent to your email, sir.
Say again, how much is that amount?
The gift card was $125 value.
$125 value.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I did with that money? What is that about?
You ordered more items off the website, sir.
No, I did not order it,
no,
lady.
I'm not saying did. I'm saying that you are able to order more items with the gift card.
Well, if I don't cancel my credit card, you keep adding all the time $49.97.
No, sir, this account is already canceled. Your bank has already canceled the account after they disputed the transaction. So you don't have to worry about canceling your card because we will not take any more money out of your account due to the account being canceled.
Well, it's been 3 times already that automatically deduct $49.97 from my account. 3 times already.
Right, because you did not cancel the account in time, sir.
But as we see, no service, no device. I see no product. That's the point.
This shows that within our system, that device was delivered to that address, and it was delivered on the 10th of December at 2:37 p.m.
December, delivery on what date?
December 10th, sir.
December 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, year 2021, right?
That is correct.
Okay. I did not receive this. I did not have nothing to do with this.
Okay. So, yes, sir, once again, this account is canceled, and there's not much we can do about the account due to this being canceled. You know, I do appreciate you for giving customer service a call, and you enjoy your day.
Okay, well, you mean you don't do anything with me for my money at all?
There will be no refund, sir.
Well, send me your receipt. I mean, the receipt so I can see it, and I will go about with that. I need to see a receipt with the name of that product because you talk to me on the phone. I don't see it.
Yes, sir. It will be sent to your email within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. All right. Okay. And what is your direct number I can call? Because every time I call, the number waits a long, long time. Sometimes it's a few hours. Can I call direct your numbers?
There is no direct number. You'll just call the number that you called today.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering, your business doing something that I never see anybody like this do business, because just send me an email and then I will go from there further, okay, with your authority.
No
Okay,
problem.
Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.